Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. On this week's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit more about dealing with self-criticism. We're also going to talk about eliminating the fear of mistakes. As we talked last time, we have a tendency to criticize ourselves and be our own worst critic. Criticism can hurt us when it's directed to us as a person. Often, we're more in need of positive feedback in order to find ways to improve. But often, we find ourselves berating ourselves, putting ourselves down, as opposed to looking at situations in a broader scope and finding ways to do things better. This often causes us to engage in the cycle of procrastination because we allow fear to come in and to paralyze us or to make us run. Last week, we talked about that fight, flight, or freeze. And sometimes we do allow situations to cause us to freeze up or to flee. But let's talk a little bit more about criticism and being critical. Often people find that self-criticism is helpful because it feels as if that it causes them to improve. If they're critically overcritical of themselves, that they find that, oh, this will help me be better. Or sometimes the self-criticism causes them to want to punish themselves. It's a form of self-punishment. And some people have a sense that they are bad or that they're doing something bad and may feel that the correct course of action is to be absolved of this via a form of self-punishment. And if there is no one else to dish out the punishment, guess what? We dish it out. We give it to ourselves. So sometimes we may find ourselves saying that being self-critical, it motivates me. It helps me to get things done. It toughens me up. It pushes me to excel or even makes me a better person. And for some people, you may really feel that this is true, but I wonder what would happen if self-compassion came into play, if you gave yourself a break, if you gave yourself a space of grace. I wonder if that could be just as motivating. I wonder if that can help you get things done. I wonder if that can help you lighten your load where maybe you don't feel as much pressure. I wonder if that could be more helpful, and how about even healthier? I wonder if self-compassion can help you shift of your thought processes so you no longer view tasks and projects and assignments as something that you dread, but something that you look forward to because you look at them as opportunities of growth. You look and see your ability to achieve as opposed to your ability to fail. I'm just trying to encourage you to transform the way you see self-criticism. So, when you get to the point where you find that you're being more self-critical, there are some things we need to do. We need to ask ourselves, what makes this way of thinking helpful? Is there any evidence that this way of thinking encourages positive beliefs and positive results and outcome? Can you actually specifically describe how self-criticism helps you? Is there another way that the situation or the evidence about your beliefs that self-criticism is helpful can be viewed? I want you to take some time and just think about this. Being your own worst critic is not always the best thing to do. Because whether you realize it or not, it's not you that's really being the critic. It's those words that may have been spoken over you while you were growing up. where maybe people have said things that were negative and kind of put you down and made you feel that you would never be good enough, made you feel that you had to be an overachiever in order to be valued, made you feel that you had to outperform others in order to stand out. Here again, we're talking about procrastination, and the reason, one of the main reasons why we procrastinate is because there is a threat to our self-worth. And a lot of times it ties to the value and the worth that we put on ourselves and how throughout our life, how we have been valued in the eyes of those that are important to us. It starts with our primary caregivers. And then when we go to school, it continues on with our teachers. And then when we start working, it lingers on to our bosses. We all want to be valued. We all want to be esteemed. We all want to know that we are an integral part of making things happen, of progress and forward movement. And sometimes the weight of wanting to be so a part of something positive can wear us down and bring us to the place where we may fight, we may freeze, or we may flee. But I want to encourage you today that you don't have to continue to carry that weight. You don't have to be your own worst critic. You don't have to criticize yourself or punish yourself when you feel that you have fallen short, when you didn't measure up. You can stop comparing yourself to others and see your worth in and of yourself and realize that you are valuable, that you do have something to contribute. No matter where you're located in your life, no matter what station or occupation that you have, no matter what role you play, just like there are people important to you, you are important to others. And I know this sounds good, but sometimes we don't see ourselves as being important to our own selves. We don't value ourselves. We often look down upon ourselves and put ourselves down. And we rarely lift ourselves up. We rarely pat ourselves on the back. We rarely value our talents and our gifts because we view them as subpar or even mediocre. And then we have a tendency to entertain fear. Fear of failure, fear of making mistakes. But here's the thing, we are all human. We all make mistakes. We are all subject to error. When we're learning new things, when we get new assignments, new projects, there is a space of growing. There is a space of learning. They usually call it the learning curve, where you get the opportunity to get the training and then you apply the training and then you work out the kinks to the point that you get to the place where you start to improve and perfect that thing. But you can't start something new and go from being a novice to a proficient person until you operate on that learning curve, until you experience the trials and the errors, until you learn how to get to the place where you own that thing and you master it. And every step that you take in getting to the place of mastery, you learn a little bit more about yourself. You learn a little bit more about your strengths. You learn a little bit more about your weaknesses. But all in all, it's an opportunity to grow to a better place, to become a better person, to expand your thought process, to transform the way you think and the way you see yourself. But if we spend more time being self-critical, if we purpose to allow new experiences and new opportunities to instill fear in us to make us freeze, then we'll never move. We'll never reach our potential. And we will forever be a victim of procrastination and fear. So how do we get to the place where we become, move from a novice to a place of mastery, Well, the first thing is that you have to look fear in the face and you have to tell it that I am not going to allow you to control me. I am not going to allow you to make me stand in one place for the rest of my life and not live to reach my full potential. I am going to grab a hold of the opportunities that are before me and I'm going to pursue them so that I can be the best version of myself. I can be all that I was created to be. Fear, I'm not going to say or deny that you don't exist. I'm just not going to allow you to control me and dictate my future and my destiny. That's powerful. Learning to accept the fact that we are humans, that we can make mistakes and we will make mistakes, but also accepting and being willing to be transformed by learning from these mistakes. Just because we fall doesn't mean that we cannot get back up again. So, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give yourself a break. Stop being so self-critical. I want you to look fear in the face. Acknowledge that it's present, but I want you to speak to it and tell it that it's not going to control you. It's not going to hold you captive. I want you to seek opportunities of growth and advancement on purpose so that you can be the best version of who you are. Accept the fact that you have flaws, that you have weaknesses, but also accept the fact that those flaws and weaknesses are probably the best part of the aspect of your character and your nature because they make you uniquely you. Go ahead, take a risk today. Don't allow fear to no longer stop you and hold you captive. Step out in front of fear. Put fear behind you and purpose to be the best that you can be. Give yourself a break. Instead of putting down, give yourself some put-ups. Give yourself some praise. Remind yourself that you're only human. And you can be the best person that you can be. Again, work smarter. Don't work harder. Plan your days, but make it flexible. Give room for change. And when change comes, don't run from it. Don't let it knock you off your square. But be willing and open your heart and your mind to be able to change or shift directions in order to keep the momentum going, to keep life happening, to continue to build and encourage yourself to be the best that you can be. Don't allow change to make you afraid to the point that you begin to procrastinate again, where you feel that your self-worth is threatened. Your self-worth is not threatened by fear. It's not. It's not threatened by fear. Actually, it's being tested. It's being proven that you are more valuable than you think that you are. So practice giving yourself a solid sense of self-worth. And don't worry about mistakes, because mistakes happen. Accidents happen. All that's saying is that these things are beyond your control. But just because things are out of your reach doesn't mean that they're not attainable. You can do it. You can look fear in the face and tell it to get behind you. You can move in front of it and move on to a place of victory, a place of empowerment, a place of courage, a place of attainment. You can be the best version of yourself. Take little steps every day. Don't allow yourself to come under the scrutiny of your own eyes. But look to see the good inside of you. Look to see the strength and the power inside of you. Look to see the magnitude and greatness on the inside of you. Embrace that and move forward into new opportunities. Work to complete assignments and tasks. I know earlier in the podcast, we talked about making good starts. Well, you know what? Now I want to encourage you to finish some things. It's time to bring some of these things that you have started to completion. We move from being a procrastinator to a producer. Now we're working on becoming a finisher. You can do it. You can be the best version of yourself. So that concludes this week's podcast. So what I want to encourage you to do is to subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, do so. I want to encourage you to write a review. And I also want to encourage you to share this podcast with other people that may be struggling with low self-esteem, low self-worth, procrastination, finishing things, being overly critical, or dealing with fear. Help somebody help themselves by sharing this podcast. Thank you again for listening and tuning in next week. Go ahead, move from being a procrastinator to a producer to a finisher. You can do it.